Hello, Raider Nation. Welcome to the Believe in Raiders podcast presented by BetOnline.ag. I'm Dennis Ackerman, pleased to be joined by former Raider great Stanford Rout. Stan, the 2023 schedule was released on Thursday. And what's the one thing that stood out to you about the Raiders' upcoming schedule this season, my man?
I would just probably say exactly it starts off the same way that 2011 started off for us when we lost the division to Tim Tebow, going 1-4 in the month of December after the 7-4 start. Open up with the Denver Broncos and then the Buffalo Bills, Josh Allen. We already know that's going to be a tough test at Buffalo. And so I think that for most players, you know, we're in the AFC West. So we got to play Pat Mahomes twice. We got to play Justin Herbert twice. We got to play Russell Wilson and Sean Payton twice. So regardless of how it's configured, or should I say the way it's scheduled, you're going to have to play those guys six times. So go ahead and accept it one way or the other. But the only thing that as a player it can matter to you is just if you want to avoid cold weather areas in December/January versus September, October. That is probably the biggest thing that players care about whenever that comes into play. But otherwise, you know that you got to see the Aaron Rodgers of the world. You know that you got to see the Josh Allens of the world. You know that you have to see Justin Herbert, Pat Mahomes. So you're going to have to see him regardless, whether it's week one, whether it's week 18, it really doesn't matter, because sure enough, you are going to be lacing up the cleats, going toe-to-toe with them come a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, the AFC West is absolutely loaded this year in terms of quarterback play. You know, Stan, the one thing that I found interesting looking at this schedule that really popped out to me is last year the Raiders finished 6-11, right? And I'm not so sure that this roster is better than it was a year ago.
Me neither.
Yet they still rewarded the Raiders with five primetime games this upcoming season. I mean, Stan, we know that the Raiders were once one of the iconic franchises of the NFL. Now they have made the playoffs twice in the last two decades, basically. I mean, are they still that big of a brand? I mean, I personally don't think so. I mean, growing up, yes, this is one of the four or five iconic franchises in the entire NFL. Do they still carry that? I know it's a brand and people say it is, but my gosh, they haven't won much, as we all know, in the last couple decades. Do you think they deserve five primetime games?
Well, I mean, the Dallas Cowboys haven't won a Super Bowl since 1995. Would you say they're still a brand?
They are, Stan, because at least they've been to the playoffs more than twice couple years.
And no, trust me, I get what you're saying, but let's go ahead and think about the brands in the NFL. We got the Green Bay Packers.
Yep.
We got the Dallas Cowboys. We got the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Three.
And some people would say maybe the Patriots. Some would say that maybe yes, maybe no,
49ers.
Whatever.
49ers,
that's four.
Yeah.
And then let's go ahead and just name some other. Let's go ahead and throw somebody else in there that we're probably overlooking right now just for the sake of this discussion. After those five, name another one that's a bigger brand historically, iconically than the Raiders.
It's you're right, Stan. It is hard. I mean, you could say at one time the Bears are one of they're one of the grand franchises, I should say. They haven't had as much success as the Raiders. That's just one of the older, you know, purebred
exactly.
Blue bloods of the NFL. I should say blue bloods more. But you're right. Okay.
And that's why the Raiders, even when they're not doing well, even when they're losing, even when they're tough to watch, they're still a brand. They're still a team that people are going to think of in an iconic way, whether it's back in the 70s or 80s with Al Davis, God rest his soul. They're called the Junkyard Dogs, or the migration from Oakland to L.A., back up to the Bay, and now we're in Sin City. So the Raiders are still a brand. They may not be the Dallas Cowboys as far as being worth $5 billion or whatever the Cowboys are worth right now, but the Raiders are still a brand. And so even back when we were 2-14, 4-12, 5-11, those years, we still had primetime games. So you factor that they're a brand and they're in, wait a minute, where? Sin City?
Yep.
Ain't that going to be where the Super Bowl is going to be in 2024? So it's not surprising that the Raiders have primetime games. No, it's
all
not.
Right. Before we do look at their schedule game by game, let me get the promo in here. And betonline.ag is your number one source for all your basketball info, stats, news, and scores. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest player reports for this year's pro basketball playoffs. BetOnline is always your sports information headquarters this season, as we have covered for all sports wagering needs, basketball, baseball, NHL, hockey, right to UFC and boxing. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to get your betting info, including live betting options in your favorite casino and card games you play right from your home. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Be sure to use our promo code, beg your pardon, Believe, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. You know, Stan, one thing I found interesting, I live in the Bay Area. We're recording this on Friday afternoon, and the Warriors are on the brink of elimination against the LA Lakers. This could be the end of the Warriors dynasty. And you know what is dominating sports talk radio? The NFL schedule, even with the Warriors dynasty on the brink of elimination. It's just, and Stan, we're not kicking the season off for another just under 4 months away. It is just remarkable what the NFL just dominates 12 months out of the year.
Yeah, the NFL does a great job of making the NFL a year-round sport. Yep. It's an event. You look at just a couple weeks ago how you have the NFL draft, and now they have the fans that are there, and now it rotates where sometimes it's in Cleveland, sometimes it's in Vegas. This year was in Kansas City. I don't even know where it's going to be at next year. And it's always an event, the opening of free agency, the draft, the schedule release. And, like, let's go ahead and be honest. As of Monday, the NFL was trickling out little games that you could that they were showing as far as who's going to be playing who and which week, and you already knew the opponents.
I know.
You knew the opponent. I know. Now it's just about the scheduling. So the NFL does a good job of making everything an event, and how even in the off season, like, you look at how a couple weeks ago, didn't you notice how on the night of the NFL draft there really weren't any playoff games? In the NBA?
Oh, yeah.
Because the NBA doesn't want to compete with the draft.
I know. It's
crazy. They don't want to compete with the draft. And so the NFL, obviously, it's king in America right now. We all know that. And Roger Goodell, the powers that be, they do a great job of making everything an event, even when it's in the offseason.
I know. Well, I mean, look at Stan, prime example. I mean, the schedule comes out. My buddies are texting me, D.A., the Steelers are going to be in Vegas. Meet me there for that game. Hey, D.A., I'm going to go to the Jets game. Why don't you meet me there in Vegas for that one? I mean, my friends are just like, boom, 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 boom. It's like, hey, can you hit this one, this one, this one? So, right? It's just, it's crazy. It is absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah, that's definitely just goes to show the popularity of this sport and how the draft, free agency, the scheduling, everything in between. And that's why fans are chomping at the bit for every piece that they can get of our great sport.
All right, Stan, let's take a look at the Raiders' schedule. Let's go week by week, and let's see what kind of win total we can come away with for the boys in silver and black. As you mentioned, they're going to start the season. Divisional opponents, Sean Payton's first game with the Denver Broncos, Raiders at Bronco. It's a 1:25 start, September the 10th. Denver's already been established as a 3.5-point favorite. Wow.
Hey, that's the power of Sean Payton. Man.
Oh, my gosh. Sean Payton. Dan, I got to put it down as an L only because it's going to be on the road in Sean Payton's first game. You know that place is going to be going nuts. We don't know what kind of team the Raiders are going to have. I'm putting it down as a loss. You?
I would put it down as a toss-up. Yeah, obviously the Denver Broncos were not good last year. Sean Payton is coming over. He's going to bring that offensive genius that he had for so many years with the Dallas Cowboys offensive coordinator, and then his illustrious career with the New Orleans Saints, bringing them a Super Bowl championship. But because it's early in the year, because it's still going to be something new between this marriage of him and Russell Wilson, we're not sure that they're going to be firing off of all cylinders week one. So I could easily see the Raiders starting off the season of the 2023 year with a victory. I could very well easily see it. That's why I would just simply call this a toss-up game or a pick 'em.
All right. I'm going to put you down for a W. I'm going to put myself down for a loss on that one. Okay. Right. Following weekend at Buffalo. No way.
Listen. Jimmy G is the quarterback. Hopefully he'll still be healthy in week two. You have Devontae Adams.
Yep.
You got Josh Jacobs. And you have a Buffalo Bills team that has been for the last 2.5 years deemed as a Super Bowl contender, right?
Oh, yeah. If not favorite.
Have they won a Super Bowl in the last 2.5 years?
They haven't even got there.
Exactly. So Buffalo is still a team that is underachieved based on the prognosticators' forecast for how good their roster should be as far as wins and losses, how deep in the playoffs. And I say all that to say, because Buffalo has underwhelmed with where you think their talent should lead to as far as being in the promised land, AFC championship game, Super Bowl, things like that. That's why do not be utterly shocked if the Raiders are able to go ahead and somehow, some way pull off a victory. Not saying it's likely, but because Buffalo has not lived up to expectations, it is not out of the realm of possibility that they could be stubbing their toe early off in the season.
All right, I'm still going to put it down as a loss for both of us. Okay, and here's the one. Okay, here's the one. Their home opener is primetime Sunday night against the Pittsburgh Steelers. For some reason, I'm going with a W on that one for the Raiders. I know the Steelers started slow a year ago. They came on strong. I do like the Raiders winning at home against the Steelers. What do you think?
Yeah, I would like to see that. I would like to go ahead and pencil that in as a W as well. But that's where, like I say, because the Raiders are so up and down, they could have a week where they play like world beaters, how they did in week, I believe it was 17 against the San Francisco 49ers, the first half of the game against a defense that we felt like was an immovable object. And obviously you see they go out there up and down the field, throw for about 300 yards, and then they wind up still losing, but played very well in the same way that they can then go and turn in a dud of a game, as you've seen for many times over the last couple of years, and wind up losing this game. So that's why, man, it's very, very difficult in trying to forecast the Raiders, because you don't know which team is going to show up. And then also within the Pittsburgh Steelers, Kenny Pickett now being in his second year, he's going to be the starter, obviously. But we don't know what type of team Pittsburgh has. So just all that, I say all that to say, once again, I would call this a pick 'em. But yes, let's go ahead and pencil it in for a W.
All right, the following week, they are on the road, another division game at the Chargers. I just don't see the Raiders going on the road and beating Justin Herbert and that group. I'm still waiting for the Chargers to put it all together and actually make a legitimate run. But, Stan, I think this is another loss for the Raiders.
Yeah, I would definitely go ahead and agree with you as well.
All right, let's move on then. A Monday Nighter, Stan, hosting the Green Bay Packers with Jordan Love. I got to think the Raiders are going to get this as a W, especially with the Packers. Basically, I wouldn't say complete rebuild, but definitely they're going to have some growing pains with Jordan Love as their starting quarterback. So I'm going to give the Raiders a W there. What do you think?
I'm right there with you.
Okay. So, all right. Okay. Here we go again. The Raiders East. Oh, yeah. The Patriots are coming back. Can I call them the Raiders East?
Might as well.
So Bill Belichick's bringing the boys back to Vegas. That one's October the 15th. The Raiders won when we all know that wacky last play of the game. They pulled it off, and I like them to beat the Patriots again, Stan. I do.
Yeah, I definitely think that they have a perfect opportunity to beat the Patriots. We look at how, obviously, Mac Jones has regressed with having Matt Patricia being the play caller last year, things like that. Doesn't seem like him and Bill Belichick are having a perfect union of a marriage. So this is definitely a winnable game for the Black and Silver.
Okay, Stan, this is the one where I'm like, this could define the Raiders season to me. Sunday, October the 27th, it's a noon start in Chicago, 10 a.m. on the West Coast. They're at the Bears. The Bears are in a complete rebuild. Yes. I think you just have to get this one, Stan. You just have to get this one.
And you would think so.
Yeah, and if they don't, I think the season spirals out of control. I'm going to give them the W, but I'm not confident about giving the W. How about that?
I'm not confident with it either, just because it's the Bears. And this is another one of those games where you're thinking, okay, well, surely they can go ahead and beat Justin Fields. But I've seen stranger things out of the silver and black. That's why, yeah, I would go ahead and call it a W as well. But like I said, my friend, do not be surprised. And a lot of it is based on the team that they have 7 days right after, as we're about to talk about. Or, sorry, 8 days after.
Yeah, another Monday night football game for the silver and black. This time, they're headed to Detroit to take on the Lions. This is a team, an up-and-coming team. They started slow a year ago, Stan, then they finished very strong. They knocked the Packers out of the playoffs. Final game of the season. I like the Lions in this one, and I don't even think it's going to be a close one.
Exactly. And just because two straight games back-to-back on the road in the Midwest, obviously Detroit, that's going to be played in a dome, that's going to be played inside that time of the year, day before Halloween. So we're not going to see great weather, I would imagine, up there in Detroit. But just simply the traveling, 2 weeks in a row, that right there just spells bad. That spells misfortune for me, in my opinion, for the silver and black, for the Las Vegas Raiders. I think that they're going to lose that game just because of it being the second of a back-to-back road game.
Dan, here's where the Raiders' schedule gets really tough, in my opinion. So on November the 5th, sorry, just trying to read that, at home against the New York Giants. That's a Fox game. I don't see them beating New York, especially the way the Giants turned around things a year ago. That team, to me, is on the upswing, and I don't think the Raiders get past the Giants at home.
And that, to me, is another pick'em game. Like, we don't know which type of Danny Dimes is going to show up. So maybe you go ahead and get a couple of turnovers early. We already see Daniel Jones had, what was it, 22 touchdown passes last year? Or was it 22 total touchdowns? I forget which one it was. And so because of him being limited so far right now in his early young career, maybe the Raiders are able to go ahead, get after him a little bit, slow down Saquon Barkley with Max Crosby, Tyree Wilson, Chandler Jones coming off the edge, people like that. And once again, to me, this is a pick 'em game. Now the one directly after that, I think that we both will agree that's probably going to be an L.
Yeah, I'm going to give you an L on the Giants because the other pick 'em game, I gave you a couple W's on two pick 'em games. So I'm going to go to L there. Yeah, the Raiders, this one's a Sunday nighter, and we all know why they're hosting this one. The New York Jets come calling with Aaron Rodgers. He makes his New York appearance in Las Vegas with the New York Jets, and we agree we're both going with an L there. Then they got to travel all the way across the country, and this is a tough one, at Miami. It's a 10 a.m. West Coast start on Sunday, November the 19th. Stan, I don't see them winning that one either. I think that's another loss.
Yeah, when you look at how it's going to be November 19th, obviously it's going to be cooler weather when you think about the West Coast, when even if you think about the Bay Area or Sin City, and now all of a sudden they have to go down to humid Miami, which is going to be late November, a week before Thanksgiving. That's why I would go ahead and give this an L as well. And then we factor in Jalen Waddle. We factor in Tariq Hill, whoever is going to be quarterback for the Miami Dolphins. They got Jalen Ramsey now to book in with an Xavier Howard. So to me, aside from the talent that Miami has, just the difference in climate. And I remember 2011, we played the Miami Dolphins. Brandon Marshall was the receiver for them back then. I think Moore was the quarterback. And we played them in early December. And I'm from Texas. I'm in great shape. I ran track in college. And even me, in the first quarter, we were a little winded, because we're used to the Bay Area in early December where it's either cold, rainy, cloudy, or all three. And then all of a sudden, we're down there in sunny South Beach, and it's 80 degrees. And that humidity was something that we weren't ready for just because we weren't used to it being in the Bay Area. So this is definitely going to be a changing climate, and that's why I would choose an L for this game.
Man, I know you live in Houston. I will never, ever be ready for that humidity. It just All right, the following Sunday, beg your pardon, Sunday? November the 26th, Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes coming calling. We haven't beat them in I don't know how many years at home. I think the streak continues. That's another loss. I think we can go ahead and skip forward. The Vikings, that's always an interesting team to me. I know they played well. They got into the playoffs last year. I'm never sold on Kirk Cousins. That game's Sunday, December the 10th. The Raiders have a bye in between those two games, by the way. So their next one would be hosting the Minnesota Vikings Sunday, December the 10th. Stan, I don't know why. I'm going to put that down as a W. Call me crazy. Minnesota, I'm never sold on the fact that Kirk Cousins, I mean, I'm just not sold on him. I don't know how you feel, but for some reason, I'm going to just throw that down as a W for the Raiders. No particular reason why, just a gut feeling.
Yeah, I would go ahead and say the same thing. I've never been sold on Kirk Cousins, so I think the Raiders are going to come out victorious in that game.
All right, then Thursday night, this is a quick turnaround. This is another home game, and it's against the L.A. Chargers. That one's on Prime Video. The Raiders always play the Chargers tough at home, whether it's a close loss or the Raiders come out on top. I'm going to give the Raiders a W. I am. That one's always a close one, and I just think they usually split with the Chargers they have over the last couple of years. What are you feeling about that one?
Yeah, I would say so. I believe the Raiders usually always split with the Chargers as well. So I would go ahead and give them a W Thursday night, Amazon Prime, because of the loss that they suffered in earlier in the season out there at SoFi Stadium. So I would definitely go ahead and go with the W. But once again, definitely would not be surprised if that winds up being an L, especially with it being a short week.
And then Christmas Day, after you get up, you open your Christmas presents, you can watch some Raider football on Christmas Day. It's a 10 a.m. start. Unfortunately for the Raiders, it's in Kansas City, and we know that has been a house of horrors for them. Now, they did pull off a victory a few years ago. With John Gruden was the coach. The Raiders beat the Chiefs 40-32. But stay on Christmas Day, I got to feel that's a loss.
Yeah, I would go ahead and say that as well. Maybe, just maybe, somehow, if the Chiefs already have the number one seed wrapped up and they're going to start resting their players, things like that, maybe the Raiders can come out victorious. Otherwise, I see that definitely being an L for the Silver and Black on Christmas Day.
Then on New Year's Eve Day, 10 a.m. Pacific, it's a Sunday. They are at the Colts. I don't know if the Raiders are playing out the string. Are they playing for pride, going up perhaps against Anthony Richardson at that time? Maybe he's the starting quarterback for the Colts. Maybe he's going through growing pains. I'll give the Raiders a W there. What do you think?
Yeah, I would say so. I think Indianapolis probably is going to be reeling that time of the year, probably starting Anthony Richardson. So, yes, the Silver and Black, the Las Vegas Raiders, give him a W.
And then finally, they wrap up the season Sunday, January the 7th, 2024, at home against the Denver Broncos. They've owned the Broncos at home over the last handful of games. My gosh, I was just thinking, if I give the Raiders a W there, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, that's 7-10. That's feasible. You go with the W, stay on the last one at home?
Yeah, I'd go with the W, the last one, just because, you know, who knows where Denver's going to be at that time. You may very well not even have Russell Wilson starting. After looking at the way he played last year, who knows what the marriage is going to be like between him and Sean Payton? Is it going to be blissful? Is it going to be something that has turbulence in it? We still don't know. So I would say at that point in time of the year, I don't think the Denver Broncos are going to be some team that is making a strong push for the playoffs. I don't know. Just call it a gut feeling. I think the Raiders are going to win that game.
All right, Stan, I'm looking at our predictions. I've got them 7-10. You've got them 8-9. Are we being overly optimistic to Raider Nation out there?
Oh, no, I definitely wouldn't go that far just because, like, the team went 7-10 last year.
6-11.
So they're not going to – I'm sorry, 6-11. They're not going to be 2-15. I don't think this team is going to be 3-14. So putting them in that 7-8 win category, that does not seem beyond the realm of possibility because this team still has Max Crosby, Josh Jacobs, Devontae Adams, Hunter Renfrow. Obviously, we see that they drafted Tyree Wilson. We see that they drafted Moore. So they have, I'm sorry, Mayer. So they have players. Now, do they have players at every position? No, they don't. But they still have Pro Bowl level players. So to think that they're going to be 7 or 8 win team, that's not something that's completely out of the realm of possibility. Not in my book.
All right. Well, let's wrap things up here. I want to make sure I get this wording correctly. And Stan, has been a report that, sounds like Tom Brady's going to finally join the Raiders.
Finally.
But it's going to be as a limited owner.
I look at how obviously with Josh McDaniels being the head coach, you look at how the regime is come over from the New England Patriots and calling it the Patriots West, just that mantra. So it's not completely far-fetched to think that Tom Brady still wants to be involved within football. It's not far-fetched that he wants to be involved with ownership, because I believe he's already said that before. And then with it being the Patriots West regime, it's not something that just seems completely far-fetched to me. And maybe, just maybe, somehow, some way, he wasn't able to get part ownership or stake within the actual New England Patriots. So this right here would be the closest thing that he can get to it.
Yeah, just a reminder to Raider Nation out there. Last March, Brady purchased a stake in the WNBA Las Vegas Aces, which owner Mark Davis primarily owns. And if you might recall, Brady signed a 10-year, $375 million, yep, I beg your pardon, contract with Fox, mm-hmm, which is due to start in 2024. But apparently, a source told ESPN that Fox has blessed this arrangement, so it's not going to, if he does become a minority owner, a very small minority owner in the Raiders, it's not going to impact that, I beg your pardon. So we'll see. So, all right, partner. Well, good stuff. We went over the Raiders' schedule. Once again, you've got them going 8-9. I've got them going 7-10. We'll see how it all plays out. Now, just under 4 months away from starting the 2023 NFL season. All right, that's going to do it for another edition of the Believe in Raiders podcast presented by BetOnline.ag. From my partner, Stanford Rout, I'm Dennis Ackerman. Thanks so much for listening, and may all your punts find the coffin corner.